Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark on this beautiful Christmas day. And I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. And I know many of you have probably been to church this morning celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. What an awesome day of celebration. This is the most important day in the history of the church, and that is the birth of Christ. And so I just want to wish you from the Voice of Hope a Merry Christmas. And may God bring joy and peace to your life today and in the coming year. Because Jesus is a gift to us, we often think about gifts at Christmas time. We think about giving gifts and receiving gifts. And so I want to talk today about the gifts that God has given to us. And I want to begin by looking at James chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. James chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Says, do not be deceived, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. And so it says here, don't be deceived, my brethren. You know, the reason he says that is sometimes because of the challenges we're in, the troubles we are facing, we maybe begin to doubt the goodness of God. You know, Adam and Eve in the garden, the first temptation that Satan brought to Adam and Eve was to tempt them to eat of the fruit. And the way he tempted them was he made them think that maybe God was keeping something good from them. He said, you know, if God knows if you eat this fruit, you're going to be wise like him. So God's trying to keep you from being like him. And you see, sometimes in the midst of our challenges and the things that we face, sometimes we doubt the goodness of God. But that is a deception of the enemy, because God is always good and God is always perfect. So James says, don't be deceived, my brethren, by all the bad things that are happening in the world, all the terrible things that are happening, because every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. And we need to know today, as we celebrate Christmas, that every good gift and perfect gift is from God. You know, God doesn't give gifts that are not perfect. Everything God gives is perfect because he is perfect. And he gives gifts that are perfect for us. You know, sometimes I don't know what to buy people for a gift. I don't know really what they want or what they need. So sometimes I give them something that may not be that useful to them. I myself have sometimes received a gift from somebody who didn't know me well. And so they bought something they thought I would like, but it really wasn't that important to me. So I never used it, or I just put it aside because it wasn't something useful to me. But God's gifts are perfect to us. God gives perfect gifts. They're perfect because they come from him who is perfect, and they're perfect for us. And so, and he says, and they come down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no shadow of turning. In other words, God does not change. God walks in the light. All his gifts are perfect. He is good, and he does not change. So we can continually count on God. And so I want to talk about three of God's perfect gifts that he has given to us this Christmas day, so we can think about these gifts and celebrate these gifts. The first gift I want to look at is the gift of salvation. The gift of salvation. That is one of the greatest gifts God has given to us. And Ephesians 2, 8 through 10 says, for by grace you've been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And so we see here that the first and greatest gift is salvation. It says, for by grace you've been saved through faith, not of yourself. It is a gift of God. You know, a gift is given to you not because you deserve it. A gift is given to you because someone loves you. So they give you that gift. And then, but you have to be able to receive the gift. And salvation is a gift from God. It's something that we cannot earn ourselves. We have all been born into sin. Because of Adam, sin came upon all people. We're all born into sin. We cannot save ourselves because we're sinful. But God sent Jesus Christ to save us from our sin. Sin separates us from God. All the problems that we see in the world today are a result of sin. And God wants to deliver us from the power of sin, the power of the enemy, the power of death and hell, the power of sickness. He wants to deliver us from the power of sin. He wants to save us. And so by grace, you've been saved through faith. And so we have to receive that gift that God has given to us by faith, that gift of Jesus Christ, that gift of salvation. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. You can't do anything to save yourself. You can't boast about anything you've done to save yourself, because nothing you or I can do, and nothing no one else can do. No one else can save you. Your parents can't save you. The pastor can't save you. Other people can't save you, because we're all born sinners. Only Jesus can save you from the power of sin and the destruction of sin. But you have to receive that gift by faith. And when we come to the end of the program, I want to pray with you. If you have not received the greatest gift, and that is salvation, I want you to be able to receive that gift before the end of the program, the gift of salvation. You know, Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So sin pays wages. When we walk in sin, we get wages. We're paid for our wage. We receive the condemnation and all the problems that come from sin. But God has given us a gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. You know, and so God's gift is a wonderful gift. That salvation is a wonderful gift. It is something that happens immediately. When you accept Christ as your Savior, John 3:1-3 says you're born again and instantly you become a child of God. Your spirit man becomes brand new. You become a new creation in Christ Jesus. But salvation is progressive. You know, it says there that it is a gift of God, not of works that anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works. We are his workmanship. God is working on us. So we're instantly saved in our spirit, our soul man, our mind, will, and emotions are being saved. They're being changed. And so we are instantly saved, but we're being saved. Our minds are being changed. Our emotions are being changed. Our will is being changed. Our decision-making is being changed. And one day we're going to receive a brand new body, and our body will be saved. We'll see a perfect body that has no sickness or pain or disease or anything else. So salvation is a gift that keeps working in us in our whole life. So one of the greatest gifts God gives us is salvation. And it begins with accepting Christ as your Savior. It continues to walk with Christ, and it will be fulfilled when you get a brand new body. And so today on Christmas Day, we celebrate the gift of salvation. And I want to invite you at the end of this program to receive God's gift of salvation by faith. The second great gift God has given to us is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And in Acts 2:38-39, it says, this is when Peter, after the day of Pentecost, is preaching his first sermon. And Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all those who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call." And so Peter says here, what we need to do to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit is we need to repent of our sin. Turn away from our sin. So we receive salvation by faith through grace. We're saved by the Holy Spirit. We're born again by the Holy Spirit. But then God wants to give us a gift of the Holy Spirit to help us walk out our Christian life. And he says, repent and turn, everyone, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. And baptism is a symbol, is an evidence that you have died to your old man and you've been raised a new person. Because of Jesus Christ, you've died to your old person and you're a new person today. Because Jesus has made you a new person, and now he wants to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. And this gift is promised to you and to your children, to everyone who's far off. This gift of the Holy Spirit is for everyone. The same gift of the Holy Spirit they received on the day of Pentecost is the same gift that we, each of us, can receive by faith through Jesus Christ that God wants to give to us. And Jesus talked a lot about the Holy Spirit and the purpose of the Holy Spirit in our lives. In John 16, verse 7, John 16, verse 7, Jesus says, "Nevertheless, I tell you, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you." Jesus here calls the Holy Spirit the Helper. In the Greek language, he's called the Paraclete. A Paraclete is someone who comes alongside you. He's like an assistant. He comes along aside you to assist you in your life. So the Holy Spirit is our Helper. He's here to help us walk out our Christian life. And Jesus said, "I must go away." When Jesus was on earth, he did everything by the power of the Holy Spirit. But he wanted to give us the Holy Spirit so that we could do the same things that he did. And so Jesus died for our sins, rose again, conquered death and hell and the grave for our salvation. Then he sends the Holy Spirit to come and live in our lives, to be our helper, to help us walk out our Christian life. In John 14, 15, Jesus says, "And I will pray the Father, and he'll give you another helper that he may abide with you forever." The first helper was Jesus Christ. When Jesus was walking on the earth with the disciples, he helped the disciples in everything they did. But he said, "I'm going to go away, and I'm sending you another helper, the Holy Spirit, and he will be with you forever." That's amazing. This is a gift for eternity. It's not just a gift for now. See, God's gifts are perfect. God's gifts are eternal. They never come to an end. They never get spoiled, rotten, or lost. So the gift of salvation is for eternity. The gift of the Holy Spirit is for eternity. "I will give you another helper. He'll be with you forever." In John 14, 26, John 14, 26, he says, "But the Helper, the Holy Spirit," see, "the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you." So he says, the Helper, the Holy Spirit, is going to teach you all things and help you remember those things. The Holy Spirit is one of the greatest gifts of my life. My first and greatest gift, of course, is salvation. Because of Jesus Christ, I was saved. When I was a child, I accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I confessed my sins to Jesus. I put my faith in him. He came and lived and moved into my life by the Holy Spirit, and I became a new person in Christ Jesus as a child. And as I grew up, I was a Christian. I was born again. But my life didn't change a lot. I still did the same thing. As a child, I was very quiet and reserved. And I didn't do very well in school. And in fact, I was failing a lot of my classes in school. And I got very poor marks in school. Because I was just kind of shy and reserved. And even in sports, I didn't do well. I joined a basketball team. Basketball is a big sport in America. I joined a basketball team. But I didn't play much basketball. I sat on the sideline most of the time because I wasn't very good at basketball. But when I was 12 years old, I went to a youth camp, and I received what we call the baptism of the Holy Spirit, which we see in Acts chapter 2. And the Holy Spirit filled my life. You see, when I accepted Jesus Christ my Savior, Jesus filled my life by the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "We're born again by the Holy Spirit," in John chapter 3. The Holy Spirit came into my life and made me a new person. But like I said earlier, salvation is an instantaneous thing. We become born again. That happens in an instant. We become a child of God in an instant. But we need the Holy Spirit to be our helper to learn how to live out the Christian life. And so when I was baptized in the Spirit when I was 12 years old, my life totally changed. The Holy Spirit came into my life, gave me a new confidence in him, and I began to excel in school. Instead of failing most of my classes, I became at the top of my class in all my classes. because the Holy Spirit helped me with math. The Holy Spirit helped me with language. The Holy Spirit helped me with teeth. See, the Holy Spirit, not just somebody who helps us with religious things. The Holy Spirit is not like a force like electricity. No, he's a person. He's a helper that's here to help us, come alongside us and help us in everything that we do. And in sports, instead of sitting on the sideline all the time, I was a starting play, became the starting player in basketball. Why? Because the Holy Spirit helped me with my education. The Holy Spirit helped me in sports. Because the Holy Spirit wants to help us in every part of our lives. The Holy Spirit wants us to be successful. See, God not only wants us to be his children, he wants us to be successful. I know you want your children to be successful. They're your children. You gave birth to them. They are your children, but you want your children to be successful, and you want to do everything you can to help them to be successful. And you see, when you become a child of God, you receive the first and great gift, and that is the gift of salvation. You are born again as a child of God. But God wants to help you be successful. So he sent you the Holy Spirit, which is God himself. The Holy Spirit comes to help you be successful in life. He wants to help you in your marriage. He wants you to have a good marriage. He wants to help you to be a good father or mother to your children. He wants to help you be successful in your business or your job. See, the Holy Spirit wants to be successful in everything. See, God doesn't want children who are failing. God wants children who are succeeding. And we do that not by the power of the world or the ability of the world. We do that by the ability of the Holy Spirit. And so I've been able, even though I'm kind of a quiet person. If you knew me, you'd know I'm kind of a quiet person. But God has helped me to go all over the world and share the gospel of Jesus Christ, encourage people and do all kinds of things because I depend on the helper, the Holy Spirit. I can't do it myself. The Holy Spirit enables me to do things that I could not do myself. Even as I teach and preach, the Holy Spirit brings to remembrance things that I have read and studied from the Word of God. He brings it to my mind and I share those things as I speak by the Holy Spirit. In John 16:12-15, Jesus says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. However, when he, the Holy Spirit, has come, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you of things to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare to you. All things the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said, he will take of mine and declare it to you. So we see that the Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. He will glorify me, Jesus says. So the purpose of the Holy Spirit is not to glorify me, Pastor Clark. It's not to glorify a person. It's not to glorify a church or an organization. The purpose of the Holy Spirit is to glorify the Father or glorify Jesus Christ. Jesus said, the Father has given me all things and revealed all things to me. Now by the Holy Spirit, I'm giving those revelations and those powers to you. See, the Holy Spirit helps build us up so that we can be used by him, so we can walk in victory, so we can be a blessing to other people and encourage other people. If you want to know how the Holy Spirit works, you just need to look at the life of Jesus Christ. Jesus is our example of how the Holy Spirit works. And we see Jesus walk through life. He was motivated by love and compassion for people. Jesus wasn't trying to make himself great. He wasn't trying to make himself important. He wasn't trying to make himself wealthy. No, he used the gifts of the Spirit that God had given him. He used the power of the Spirit that God had given him to help other people. See, the Holy Spirit helps us live a successful life, not so that we can become big and important, so that we can help other people and build up and encourage other people. See, as the Holy Spirit works in us and in the body of Christ, it blesses the whole body of Christ and it blesses the whole world. The fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22-23 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. The fruit of the Spirit, that is the manifestation of the Spirit. See, sometimes people think the manifestation of the Spirit is just power. Yeah, the Spirit does manifest in power, but the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, and a fruit is a manifestation of the tree. Jesus said, you can know a tree by its fruit. And so the manifestation of the Spirit is love, is joy and peace, long-suffering, patience, and kindness. See, that is what Jesus manifested. Yes, he manifested power, but he also manifested that out of love for people, out of concern for people. He was patient with people. He walked in peace and in joy, and he did good things for people. He was gentle with people. See, that is the manifestation of the Holy Spirit. You know, in 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 11, we see the gifts of the Spirit God has given to us. You know, when we receive the Holy Spirit, he is the greatest gift. But he gives us other gifts so that we can be a blessing to other people. But after you finish 1 Corinthians 12, we get to 1 Corinthians 13. And 1 Corinthians 13 says, if you have, you can have all these gifts of the Spirit. You can prophesy and do miracles and do all kinds of things. But if you have love, it's worth nothing. Because love is greater than everything else. Because everything God does out of love. For God so loved the world, he sent his son. Jesus, out of love, came and he gave his life for us. And Jesus, out of love, ministered to people. So one of the greatest fruit of the Spirit is a love and compassion for people, a desire to help people. You say, how can the Holy Spirit work in my life? The Holy Spirit works in your life by just taking time to listen to him. See, the Holy Spirit prompts me to do things. You know, as I'm praying and thinking about things, the Holy Spirit will give me an idea. He'll say, maybe go call or visit that person. So I'll go call and visit that person. And I find out that person has a problem and I get to minister to them. Why? Because the Holy Spirit prompted me, gave me a feeling or an idea that I should help that person. You know, maybe the Holy Spirit, while I'm praying, the Holy Spirit speaks to my mind. Pray for such and such a person. And so I pray for them. The Holy Spirit give me an idea to pray for that person. And, you know, maybe I'm trying to make a decision in my life. Should I do this or should I do something else? And the Holy Spirit will begin, as I pray about it, the Holy Spirit begin to speak to my heart and say, do this. And so I follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, when I'm working with my children, I pray, Holy Spirit, give me wisdom on how I should help my children. What should I say to my children? How do you want me to do these things? You know, when I'm lacking money and finances in my life, I say, Holy Spirit, give me wisdom. What can I do to help create finances? Because the Holy Spirit wants to do all those things. But God is our supplier. God is our blessing. God is our Savior. God is our deliverer, is our healer. He supplies all our needs. And he does it through the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, I live life because of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the most important person in my life. I talk to him all day long. I ask him about things, and he helps me with everything I do. He helps me remember things. A lot of times, I don't remember things, but the Holy Spirit helps me remember things that I can't remember. The greatest gift God has given to us is salvation. Without salvation, we are lost. Without salvation, we're going to hell. Without salvation, we cannot help ourselves. Without salvation, we're under the bondage of the enemy, under the bondage of Satan. But Jesus saved us from the power of hell. He saved us from death. He saves us from sickness. He saves us from the results of sin. Jesus said, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. See, Jesus saves us from all those things. But that salvation works out in our life by the Holy Spirit. And as the Holy Spirit becomes your best friend, he will help you in every area of your life because that is why he lives in you. He is the gift that you receive by faith in your life to help you walk out your Christian life and to be a blessing to other people. The last and greatest gift that I want to talk about today is the gift of Jesus Christ. That is the greatest gift that we are celebrating today, the birth of Jesus Christ. And I want to look at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. See, it's a gift. And the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from this time forward forever, for the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform it. So Isaiah says here, unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and that son is Jesus Christ. And he's been given to us, and he tells what he does for us, what Jesus Christ does for us. It says the government will be upon his shoulders. Government is a thing of authority. Jesus came to establish his kingdom, and we're born again. We come into the kingdom of God. Jesus said the kingdom of God is not here or there. The kingdom of God is within you. When you're born again, King Jesus comes and lives in you. You become part of the kingdom of God. You come under the authority of Jesus Christ, and you walk in the authority of Jesus Christ. And so we are not part, we don't receive our authority from the world. We receive our authority from Jesus Christ. We receive our life from Jesus Christ. We receive our hope from Jesus Christ. It says this, God, unto us a son is given, and the government authority, this is his kingdom authority, is upon his shoulders. You know, no matter what is happening in our world today, Jesus is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He has his kingdom in the hearts of millions of people around the world. It is the greatest kingdom and the most powerful kingdom that is in the world today. And we are, when you are born again, you become part of that great kingdom of Jesus Christ. Unto us a son is given, Jesus Christ has been given to us, and the government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called Wonderful. Today we celebrate because Jesus is wonderful. He is always wonderful. He never changes. He is wonderful. He's always good. He's always kind. He's always there for us. He is wonderful. He is the greatest gift. He is counselor. Counselor is someone who gives us advice. You go to a counselor for advice. You go to Jesus for advice. When you need advice, go to Jesus. Jesus, how do I do things? And he'll speak to you by his word and by his Holy Spirit. He is our counselor. He is the mighty God. He is all powerful. He is our everlasting Father. He will never go away. He is the Prince of Peace. He always brings peace into our lives. John 3:16-17 says, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but the world might be saved through him. Today, Jesus Christ is the greatest gift. And he's come into this world to give you salvation, to give you abundant life, to bless you with all the blessings of God. And so today, I encourage you, if you haven't done so already, I want you to accept the greatest gift, Jesus Christ. And I want you to pray this prayer after me and invite Jesus into your life. Accept by faith the gift of Jesus Christ into your life to allow him to change you today. Just pray this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you today, and I thank you that you were born into this world as a child. You grew up, and you overcame death, hell, and the grave. You died for my sins so that I could accept you and have all my sins washed away. Lord Jesus, I invite you into my life. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I choose today to live my life for you. Holy Spirit, give me the strength to live the life that Jesus called me to live. And I just give you the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Lord God, I just pray for every person this Christmas day as we celebrate your birth. Lord, may they put you, the greatest gift, first in their life, Lord God. And Lord, may you help them and enable them by the Holy Spirit to come into everything that you have for them. In Jesus' name, amen. I trust you have a great day and a great week, and continue to celebrate the greatest gift, Jesus Christ. God bless you. Lord willing, see you next Sunday on The Voice of Hope.